there's any question after seeing some numbers that it's Seattle.
Did it change your dynamics when Steve Ballmer got involved?
Well, he's not involved anymore.
Well,
I mean, would I like
maybe
to have Steve Ballmer involved in the NBA? Absolutely, positively. I mean,
yeah.
You know, he's crazier than I am, smarter than I am, he's got more money than I do, and those are all great things for the NBA. Yeah.
If you were a Sonics fan, what would you think about Clayton Bennett?
Well, obviously, I mean, if you're a Sonics fan, you're going to have a different perspective, but, you know, like I said, you know, if Clayton Bennett was from my town and I lived in a non-NBA town, he'd be my hero. You know, he's doing all the right things. He's passionate about Oklahoma City. He's from Oklahoma City. He's trying to, you know, make Oklahoma City an NBA town. And those are all the things you look for. That's not a bad thing. The problem is, you know, should that team move from Seattle, or should it be another team or expansion team, whatever? You know, the only certainty in my mind is that it should not come from Seattle.
Mark, you knew Howard really well. You're involved. Do you believe that David was intimately involved in brokering that deal and knowing what the result would be?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, all I know is when you're on the outside looking in, your perspective of the NBA and the economic aspects of the NBA are never what you figure out once you get involved.
Yeah.
You know, it's always night and day.
Does he try to help out with those economics? Does he try to help out with those economics as far as, like...
He can't. David's putting the money in his pocket. He's not taking it out of his pocket. So, you know, he's a commissioner. He's not, a marketing guy.
Mark, how big of a difference do you believe it is as far as the big market, small market?
It's huge. You know, and it's not just big market, small market, I mean, although that's critical. It's history. You know, I mean, you look at... You know, when there's a Sonics-Mavs game, there's people literally with Sonics jerseys because they grew up in the area, whether it's Vancouver, you know, another NBA win, or the surrounding area, and they'll come to a Mavs game excited for the Sonics, just like there'll be Mavs fans here, you know, and that history makes a big difference. And so, you know, you look at road attendance. You know, there's certain teams that sell out every game, but you look at the bottom, you know, and you see the Sonics have a little impact on road attendance. You know, there's Sonics fans everywhere. You know, the people who leave the Northwest in search of sunshine go to games. And that history, you can't grow. There's people who have been, you know, the whole families have come together over the Sonics over the last, 40 years. And that doesn't get rebuilt, you know. You don't get that when you move into a new city. And so I don't think the NBA's best interest to give that up.
Is it important for the vitality of a professional league, because there's so much commercialism now, that you kind of lose that sense of history and...
That's a local thing, you know.
Yeah.
I just think there's an equity value to 40 years of a team that you can't quantify when you discuss a move, but has real economic value in it and should be quantified, you know. And when we look at relocation, you know, as best I can tell, we just look at the destination city and say, is it capable, as opposed to what's the best choice. And, you know, I'm trying to stand up and say I don't think moving is the best choice. Again, you know, I think Clayton Bennett would be great, phenomenal for the NBA. I just don't think moving a team from Seattle is the way to do it.
How would you describe your emotions about this? I mean, are you perplexed by it? Are you saddened? Are you what?
I'm saddened. I just think that, not perplexed, because I've been in the NBA 8 years now, and it's, you know, welcome to the NBA. That's why I get in so much trouble, because we just do things just to do them, it seems like, sometimes. But, you know, to me, my job as an NBA partner and as a member of the Board of Governors is to get feedback on what I think is best for the NBA. And to me, what's best for the NBA, looking at every variable, is to keep the team in Seattle. There's not one scenario where I say, what a tough choice, because, you know, I mean, other than the fact that Clayton put up the money and it's his team, you know, that's the only way that you can really justify it.